Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Street Magic. This file will take place in just an everyday space where you could be walking, who knows why, and be interrupted by someone strange. Now, I wonder why you would be walking there. Perhaps you're going to the store, or you're just walking between some places. It's just an everyday place. Can you imagine a street like any other one, perhaps, that you've been 1,000 times? One where you feel completely comfortable and you know that nothing ever happens there. Just imagine yourself closing your eyes and placing yourself walking in the street. Because there's a beautiful bit of imagination before we begin. The scene is important to be seen, as you feel that it is the right place to be. Enjoying a short stroll, perhaps, or on your way, just imagine a friendly, well-dressed person interrupting you and wondering if you perhaps have the time. Now, out of pure reflex, you might be looking at your wrist, even though I have no idea if you're wearing a watch, but watch what happens if you get momentarily interrupted in your own routine. You might be surprised to find a beautiful silver coin in the palm of your hand, pressed, cool, and sort of firmly into your palm. It's a strange sensation, this sudden coolness and See, I'd like to show you a trick, a very simple one, one that you will learn how to do. Now, I, of course, realize that this might seem very strange, but would you give me a moment of your time to show you this trick? I promise you, it'll be fun. Now, look at that coin for a moment. Just look at how it feels in its shape, weight, even how it is a bit cooler than the air around it. Metal feels somehow a bit different than most things, doesn't it? It's more cold. Now, all I have to do is just sort of rub over it, and just like that, it's gone. You barely blinked. How could the coin have disappeared? It's too large to just grab off your hand without noticing. Okay, maybe this is a little different. Shall I show it again? And just like that, with almost a flick of the wrist and a fancy movement with my hand, the coin is between my thumb and index finger, and I place it gently back down onto your hand. This time I make sure that your hand is firmly straight, held up only by your will. Now, all you have to do is take your other hand and just close it on top. Now imagine the coin disappearing from your hand. And just like that, open your hand and you'll find the coin gone. And again, you wonder what happened exactly. You're not entirely sure what happened, but something fun is going on, and who knows where this might lead. You don't often get the chance to be surprised like this, so why not? Now, I'm going to do it once more, but this time I'd like you to really pay attention. Pay very close attention. Because the closer you are, the less you see. Distracts you. Or maybe not. Anyway, let me place it back in your hands and just feel the weight of it. Be aware of it. As the whole heavy coin is collected in your hand, you know that it's there. And if you close your hand over it once again, you'll find that it's still there between your hands. You can feel it, the impression it's leaving on your skin. And with just a snap, that impression is gone, and you're impressed that it faded while you were holding your hands together. Now, the coin, as well as your thoughts, are gone. And you might find yourself looking at your empty hand, mildly confused, wondering if all it took was a snap of my fingers to make you blank, to make your thoughts disappear, similar to the coin out here. And maybe not. Maybe your thoughts are still there everywhere, wondering where the coin is. And it's right here in my hands, shiny, shimmering, reflecting the light, and while you look fascinated, perhaps astonished, by the trick that was just played, you understand something inside of you knows how it works. Perhaps the coin was already gone by the time you put your hands together, but the suggestion of the coin was still there. And when it came time for your thoughts to disappear together with the coin, it went as easy as drop. Your thoughts simply faded away, like the impression of the coin, leaving no more than a memory of a moment before the emptiness. And when it came time for your hands to open, there was nothing left anymore but a vague memory of an impression. Now, while you are here standing on the street looking at a simple bit of street magic, you might wonder where it'll take you. Would you simply follow me or let yourself be guided in different ways as you wonder of all the wondrous things that could occur with just a little bit of magic? Maybe it isn't magic after all, but simply a suggestion of something different. Or perhaps it is something new entirely, where you may feel the magic happening to yourself, the impression of a coin in the palm of your hand pressed, leaving a circular indentation, almost visible when you look at the palm of your hand. So go ahead, open your eyes and look at the palm of your hand for a moment. And just imagine the coin still there, as vivid as you saw it in your dream. the weight of it, the pressure of it, pressed even slightly deeply into your hand, leaving a small indentation that takes a few minutes to fade. Now close your eyes once more and feel the pressure of that coin slowly fade together with your thoughts. The most beautiful trick of all is the wonderful calm that can spread from your hand down your arm, up your shoulders, and then finally reach your neck and your head to help you relax wonderfully. So while you are letting yourself enjoy the moment and joining me in a bit of street magic, you may get a bit confused. See, once I snap my fingers and tell you to wake, it is time to begin, and we're just beginning. Nothing has happened yet. So far, everything was an introduction, a story that you were listening to, very fascinated. Only a minute passed, after all. The story didn't take that long. So when you awake and open your eyes, you're ready to begin the story of street magic. Now, you've given some lovely ideas, and while I am listening to you, you're also listening to me. And this, of course, may be a strange story, but I know that it can always turn into something new. Now, in a moment, I'd like you to put your hands together and then close your eyes, just pressing your palms together. And imagine that a coin would appear between them. While you had nothing in your hands before you put them together, just imagine as if a coin, a very nice, heavy, large coin, formed between your fingers. And I, as the street magician, when I tell you to open your hands again, instead of a coin, it's a card. And not just any card, it's the Ace of Diamonds. And the reason why it is the Ace of Diamonds is because it is a special card. One that many may wonder has magical meaning. It's used a lot in shows as well. You may wonder why, or perhaps I just was too lazy to bring the whole deck along and chose just a single card to place between your hands. Now imagine yourself looking at the card with some confusion, because it's not supposed to be a card, it's a coin. But it's not a coin, it's a card, it's a good card. The Ace of Diamonds is a beautiful card by itself. It has color and value. It's a very singular card. And with a drop, the card changes into a coin between your fingers because your mind is gone and didn't notice the sleight of hand, the soft movements that my fingers did to replace one with the other. Was it a trick to make it appear, or did it just change by itself? The closer you are, the less you see. And you are very close right now, incredibly close to the trick. So allow yourself to drop and enjoy that little sleight of hand. Now, as I softly take your hands apart and tap the palm of your hand, I let them both rest open, palm up, and place a smaller coin in each of them. Now, in a moment, when you place your hands together, I am sure that you'll know what's going to happen. So let's go through the motions, placing your hands together carefully not to drop the coins, and then feeling the pressure between them grow and change shape, smaller, thinner, and bigger at the same time, until it is one large coin again. And once it is one large coin, you feel your hands almost open by themselves. And with your eyes closed, you feel the texture, the weight, the shape of the coin. At the same time, you know that if you were to open your eyes, it would be all gone again, just like you thought. So open your eyes and go blank, as you stare blankly at whatever's there missing from your mind. Now as you drop again even deeper, closing your eyes and letting yourself relax, allow yourself to enjoy this astonishment, this surprise. Because the trick I am showing you is not about the coin. It is about the possibilities of your mind, the beautiful scenarios your thoughts can comprehend and create, the creativity with which your thoughts can weave worlds and stories stringing from one to the other, no matter the medium, be it a simple short story, a whole book, or drawing, music, art, who knows how your creations come to light. And of course, I don't want to leave it at just a sleight of hand. No, I'd like to surprise you with a bit more. So in a moment, when I snap my fingers, your mind and body are going to drop into a blank state and simply enjoy the beautiful, magical moment of going into trance. And once you feel that, the true magic can begin. So in a moment, when I wake you, I'm going to thank you for your participation, because the real magic all happened because of you. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And thank you for such a magical moment.